Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Yo.
Yo. What it do, baby boo? Hold on, what's happening over
here? I have a question. Okay. I have a question for you guys. Why do men, when they murder their wives, okay? They murder their wives. They make a mess. Where do they go? Does anyone have any guesses?
What do you mean? When, to the casino?
No, when men murder their wives and they get all the supplies they need, cleaning supplies and rope and shit, where do they go?
Home Depot.
Why do men, and they always get caught. Like, it's always a Home Depot that does them in.
It's also the men, the cops men are like, Googling how to clean a dead body on their computer, on their hard drive.
The cops are like, yeah, we caught you checking out a Home Depot. You had a 10-foot rope. You had
a
20-gallon bottle of bleach. Zip ties. Do men not know that you can buy cleaning supplies outside of the Home Depot?
Or a shovel one day, a week later, a thing of rope. So rise no suspicion.
It's like literally the day before they're murdered.
Or go borrow stuff from other people so that it doesn't have, you're not on camera with all the fucking murder weapons.
It's just the Home Depot for me. It's like, it's always part of the equation. No matter how they murdered their wives, it's always somehow involved. They bought cleaning supplies at Home Depot, and like
men are dumb.
It just shows they've never purchased cleaning supplies because it's like, fuck, I need bleach. Where do I go?
Dollar store.
Home Depot.
Dollar store.
Have you bought in your entire existence a cleaning supply at Home Depot?
Never.
Have you thought, oh, I need to pick up some Clorox at the Home Depot?
I'd have never been to a Home Depot. Let me stop you right there. I went there one time when I first got divorced and acted like I was lost.
Like, if they had maybe went to a shop, right, they wouldn't have been caught. But it's always
the men at Home Depot.
The Home Depot.
Because it rises, you know, a little pique your curiosity of why you're getting bleach at Home Depot. Didn't even know they sold bleach at Home Depot.
Right. It's not just the shovel, but it's the shovel plus
the rope,
the cleaning supplies.
The cleaning supplies.
The cleaning supplies get me. It's so good. It's like they literally never in their life purchased a cleaning supply. And the only place they could think to do so is the Home Depot. And, you know, it's like Costco size bleach, body size bleach. But it is a reoccurring theme in these men who murder their wives. It's the Home Depot. They get caught at the Home Depot. They are dumb. They are dumb.
But also most of the cases where they're like, we don't have any evidence, but then we searched his hard drive and literally Googled how to dispose of your body.
The searches are so good. It's
the
like
searches, like they don't understand how a hard drive works.
Hold
how, like,
let me get my sound up again, my texting sound. Hold on. Right, let's see. Okay. Google. How
do you chop long up a body?
Does a body
take
smell
to
for
decompose? If you put it in a freezer, is it harder to cut? Like, literally the dumbest shit.
Google. How do you hide a body?
It's wild.
And the best is they always text the wife too, and they'll be like, baby, where are you? I miss you. They always like, yeah, you know, plant a fake text.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you go through their text. He's never said I miss you in his life to her, you know, but she's
no
gone.
No good morning beautifuls.
Yeah, no good morning beautifuls, but now she's never seeing another morning. Now the good morning beautifuls come in. Good morning, beautiful.
Wow, he's probably texting her from his phone.
The Google searches, phone. I mean, some of them, I've seen ones that are like, they'll Google a song, like a murder song to play. I mean, the Google searches
what?
Are so dumb. Hold on, I've got to see here. Hold on. I recently saw... see. Here we go. All right, this asshole. Search Google 21 times before and after his wife was killed. Here are some of his search terms. here we go. Here we go. What did we say? How long before a body starts to smell? How to stop a body from decomposing? We literally just said all this. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Oh, my God. Here we go. How long does someone have to be missing before you inherit their money?
Oh, yeah. That one's my favorite. How long does life insurance take to settle after a murder?
Oh, here. This is my favorite. 10 ways. This motherfucker wrote 10 ways, like 10 things I hate about you. Nope. 10 ways to dispose of a body if you really needed to. What a wild specific Google search. Let's see what else. Google, can you throw away body parts? Like, what? What? I mean, truly this wild idiot. 21 searches. How to clean blood from a wooden floor. Does luminol detect blood? What happens when you put body parts in ammonia? Is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them?
How to kill 2 podcast hosts. How to kill self and avoid podcast from Alan.
How to kill 2 podcast hosts and get away with it.
I hate you, Daddy.
You know what, Alan? You'd definitely be one of those dumb bleach motherfuckers going to the Home Depot. Yeah. Okay? I see you.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely not.
Where would you get your cleaning supplies from to murder?
First of all, I wouldn't kill you in my house.
Right.
Where I need to be cleaning shit up. I would kill you somewhere that I don't have to clean things up. And then I'd take your bodies to a pig farm where I don't have to clean up anything. They will eat you and no evidence will ever exist of you.
That is true.
So this is twice in the last 24 hours you mentioned the pig farm to me, which is
it's almost starting to raise red flags. Yes. It's becoming concerning, to be honest.
I mean, to be fair, the other time was when Denny and I were talking about killing you and where to deposit your body.
Well, okay. Okay.
To be fair.
Yeah. So I just want my listeners to know to search every pig farm in Virginia.
Yeah. If I go disappear, please just search the pig farms.
They don't are you feeding me to the pig alive or dead?
Doesn't matter. They'll inhale your whole body.
You're dead at that point. You're dead.
All right, that's not too bad.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
How do you kill me, though?
What time of year is it?
It's now. It's now-ish.
What? What an odd response. I don't know.
At this time of year, I couldn't kill you. I'd have to wait closer, like further into winter, and then I'd kill you with an icicle. So it melts after I've stabbed you.
He's thought about it. He's thought about it. He's got a plan. He's a man with a plan.
I'm not going to give away my secrets, but the way I could kill you, Alan, could be done any time of year.
Oh my God. First of all, imagine all the clips they would play in court of us bullying Alan to get him off. Okay.
This man claims insanity. They kept calling him daddy with an IE.
Some poor intern would have to listen to like 13,000 hours of bad examples and have to pull a clip.
That man would kill himself.
Us being terrible to Alan. They would play it in court in front of everybody.
Are you kidding me? The things that they'd really need aren't recorded because it's all, how do I do this thing that we've done now over 200 times?
Why does the fucking switchboard not work? Because it's not on.
Was it like our thousandth
Jessica, is it turned on? Oh, no. My bad.
I use y'all for examples all the time when I'm telling people to set up equipment. I'm like, so this mic has a switch on it that says on or off. You believe it, but I have to tell some people, is it on?
There's a gym at my work, and I went on the treadmill, and it wasn't working. And I'm like, to one of the guys, I'm like, the treadmill's not working. And he's like, oh, no, let me help you. And he's like, yeah, it's not plugged in. How would I know to plug a treadmill in? Have you gone to the gym and plugged equipment in? No, it's supposed to be plugged in. Don't make me look stupid.
I don't think we need to.
When are you at the gym?
It's at like work. When I'm bored, I'll like trickle in there. But then the thing's unplugged and I just leave.
Hefty workout, huh?
Sounds like she
really
unplugged
getting
it.
Your sweat on, Jess.
Like, are you really shaming me? I did not unplug it. He's like, it's unplugged. I'm like, can you plug it?
It's Jess's dumb blonde routine for me.
Can you cut my pancakes?
Yeah, I will never forget that moment. I'm actually sending Denny something in the mail, like in the next few days, to just appreciate what a husband he is.
Is it an icicle?
Icicle. I'm going to avoid icicles and maybe Tracy because she won't even tell us her death. I think it has something to do with poison, right?
Poison shows up on an autopsy report.
Yeah, it does.
What's an autopsy?
An autopsy is.
It's an autopsy.
Oh, I thought you didn't know what it was.
I don't know what autopsy is.
Oh, sorry.
How do you say it? It's not that.
Autopsy.
An autopsy? What?
It's an autopsy.
Autopsy.
No, autopsy. What's that mean?
Do you say auto? Like automobile?
I call it a car, but I mean, yeah, automobile.
It's an automobile.
What are you? Automobile?
Yeah.
It's an automobile.
Automobile.
Exactly.
And it's an autopsy.
An autopsy.
So if I were trying to describe the two of you, I would say, oh, yeah, they're awful.
Yes, that's exactly what you
Tracy's
would say,
like,
awful.
You can't poison him because it'll show up in his autopsy.
These are the recordings they're going to play in court.
Yeah.
Can you please tell me the murder plan? I want to be in on it. I won't tell anyone.
I don't know if it's safe to tell people this.
We won't tell anybody, we promise.
If you inject insulin between someone's toes, there's generally, they don't check in there. And also by the time they get to the autopsy, they'll just think that you had too much sugar in your body and you died from natural causes.
Wow.
And then they'll assume that you've shot up between your toes and that is a you problem, not a murder problem.
Alan, this is a good plan. Sounds good to me.
No. No, because I have diabetes and I need insulin.
Doesn't matter. Too much insulin will kill anybody.
If you don't know what to be on the lookout for, all I gotta do is eat a piece of candy and I'm fine.
Let's go with that. I like
When are you gonna shoot insulin into my toes and me not realize it, Tracy?
She's giving you a foot massage.
Yeah, when you're sleeping. When I unconsciously knock you out.
Oh, okay. So at no point am I going to be not suspicious that Tracy DeMarco is in fucking Virginia.
First of all, you should be suspicious that I'm in your house on its own.
No, this is what she's going to do. She's going to blindfold you for sex acts. And then she's going to say, I want to suck your toes.
Ew.
And instead of sucking your toes, she will inject your toes.
Over immediately.
Jessica, I would clearly understand the difference between sucking someone's toes and a needle going between my fucking toes. Jesus. It hurts to stab myself in the stomach. I can't imagine between my toes. God, this isn't like a tattoo. It's like, what the fuck are you doing between my toes?
Well,
this has been real. I'm going to head home now.
You know who the only one who doesn't have a murder plan? Me, because I'm fucking normal.
No, it's because you're a Scorpio and you're not going to say it, because I usually wouldn't have even said it.
Baddies, out of the three of us, which one do you think is getting away with murder?
Wow.
Hint, it's not the one that goes, can you cut my pancakes?
I would say me, probably.
It's not the one that goes to Home Depot. I'm not going to Home Depot. That's how you all get caught. It's the only place that's got the checkout video cameras. You look, you've never been there, but they've all got cameras at checkout because you self-checkout. No, it's
I've been
that way
CVS
forever.
That has self-checkout. They have cameras.
It's just like, no, it's like a Home Depot, like no matter which one you go to. Right, Alan? You don't to fucking Home Depot.
Most stores have
cameras. I think I went to Home Depot once.
I'm just saying.
With my mom to get Christmas decorations for my lawn.
If you see a big receipt from Home Depot and it includes hog ties and Clorox.
Just the confidence in Alan's, I'll just take you to a pig farm, is true. Where did the fuck do they even have pig farms? That is the most southern shit I've ever heard. They have pig farms in Jersey?
I'm sure there are pig farms in Jersey.
And they anyone's just allowed in these pig farms.
No, you risk the chance if you go on someone's farm of being shot. I mean, people that own farms are known for shooting.
You can shoot someone in Jersey like that?
They're on your property. It's trespassing, yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. So if someone walks on my front lawn, I could shoot them?
You've got to have reasonable self-defense. If they're just on your front lawn,
plausible deniability.
You're still probably going to jail because it's like, oh yeah, someone was standing in my yard, and they're like, great old man from up.
Okay, I think we're done here. What is this? What's happening?
Trey, if you are wanting to know about the pig farms, this is.
I don't want to see this. I'll never be.
I'm not showing you a pig farm. I just want you to understand what it's like.
As it is, dude. Also.
Oh my God.
Here's another thing. If you're going to kill someone and try to deposit a body somewhere else, make sure you don't have to get gas near where you're depositing the body.
Yeah, that's true.
This is turning into a how to get away with murder.
Oh my God, I literally almost just said that. I was going to say the name of this episode is how to get away with murder, I'm assuming.
Hold on a second.
Or AWW Topsy.
What?
Hello, everybody.
AWW Topsy.
I decided this to supply you.
What Topsy?
Enjoy it.
What is this?
I follow.
I don't want to watch a pig farm. I'm going.
Is this shit going to get murdered too?
That's my worst fucking nightmare.
This is a country song. It's all right to be a redneck.
Oh my God, get me out of here. I gotta go.
It's right to feed your best friend to a pig on the pig farm. Alan, is this like in your news every day?
I hate you.
Huh? Speak up, son.
Alan opens up the paper. Oh, honey.
One of them boys at the pig farm murdered. Murdered at the pig farm.
Another one of them wives got murdered at the pig farm, honey.
Another one of those degenerates.
Mm-hmm. They're probably from New Jersey, but they talk about autopsies. We don't got autopsies here. We got pigs and pig farms and murderous pigs.
And autopsies.
Autopsies. How to Get Away with Murder.
Jersey edition.
Love you, baddies. We will see you hopefully alive next Tuesday.
See you at the pig farm, motherfucker.
Oh my God. This motherfucking pig. You got a problem with me, pig farm pig?
I'm going.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Huh?
hosted on dimlywit.com.